3JCA monitoring. KA3JCA. Right, making it into the repeater, KA3JCA. KA3JCA. Jerry, I can recognize the voice, but it's way down in the noise level, and it's not enough to keep the repeater held. Give me a call on the hotline. KA3JCA.
3JCA in 4JBM.
Good morning, Jerry. A lot better. KA3JCA.
Be 60 watts versus 4.
Okay. Now, were you doing that 4 watts on an outside antenna or just the hand, antenna for the radio?
Outside antenna.
Sure if it's putting out a full 4 watts, though.
It is.
Now, did you use that VNA analyzer?
You can't test your output with it.
Test the power output, but I was just wondering what the antenna and the SWR were saying.
My SWR on that antenna was just on or sitting at a 1-to-1.
So you've either been up all night or you got up early. Well, everybody said the ham was delicious. We got up this morning and I had a couple of eggs and some ham, and even the dog got a small piece of the ham there. He loved it.
Going in there and cooking some biscuits in a little while and having a hot ham biscuit.
You know what? You could have bought a bunch of that ham there like you did. Cut it down into pieces just for a biscuit size. Made some homemade biscuits. And for your event that's coming up this weekend, you could have sold breakfast biscuits.
Such biscuits and biscuits and gravy.
KA3JCA. MKA3JCA, I'm back, Jerry.
KBM. Tested the output on these radios, and it's got a full 4 watts going out on VHF. But on UHF, it's only putting out 3.
One, was it not opened up for VHF? In other words, if you just had it set for UHF only, did you see what it was putting out?
And then 2 on digital.
Okay. How about 220? Did you try it on the 220 band?
Did not.
If I get a second one, I might put in a 220 simplex and just use it that way.
Sitting here talking.
I'll be standing by. KA3JCA.
BJCA in 4JBM.
K3JCA, go ahead.
1/4 watt.
Not too bad. Yesterday I watched a video on the Ham 2O where he reviewed the radio, the Anytone 588. That was the old. There's a dual band and a tri band, but it was the older version that had 220, 440, and 2 meters on it. But apparently the radio would only do 20 or 220 on one side of the radio. In other words, you couldn't put it in either VFO. It was just on the left side of the radio. But it talked about how it had a decent amount of power on the other radios versus some of the newer radios.
I have 888.
So that was like back in production in like 2016.
Okay. It's the one that the 5888UV3 replaced. It's going to be the normal 588.
I have 7.8 now, and I have the UV3 Plus. And the 3, I didn't realize this, but like when it says, like, 878UV2, the 2 is like a dual band. A little, that I didn't know, I just thought it was just a numbering sequence, but nope. And the guy explained it as it's UHF, VHF, dual band, and then the plus gives it the plus features. It was just his explanation of the naming scheme on some of the numbers for any tone started to make a lot more sense.
Never looked at it that way, but it does.
And they do have a 578UV3 Pro, and basically between the Pro and the Plus version, it added APRS, I think, and it added the airband in there also, so you can program in the AM airband frequencies.
888 that they've got out now does 50 watt VHF, 40 UHF, and 25 on the 220.
Because that was the newer one, yeah. It had more power on it.
Anything right now out there that's got much power on the 220 band?
It'd be nice to find a nice location and just put up an array of repeaters that's like VHF, UHF, 220, GMRS, put up a 6-meter repeater, put up a 10-meter repeater. It'd be nice to just have that all in one location on top of the mountain, right?
All except the maintenance on it.
That's what I'm praying for, that I might win the lottery Friday. It's up to $950 million.
My luck, if I hit the lottery and it was that high, over 100 million people would actually hit it.
I was reading last night on the app for the YFF4 News, a young boy, 18 years old, has only played the lottery 3 times in his life. And he stopped and got a gas or whatever and said, what the heck, let me just buy a ticket. When he scratched it off, 3 JCA.
Say, I have a horseshoe.
The white elephant is, I don't want to call it white elephant sale, but I guess, you know, like when you go to a Christmas party or a birthday party or something where you open gifts and then, like, you open it, but I'm the next person to pick a gift, and I can either choose the gift you opened up or choose one, do that and so forth. You know how that works, right?
It's auction game. Is this about the lady who wound up getting the scratch-offs and wasn't happy about it until she scratched them?
Oh, too, man. Boy, I could imagine the girl that took the $25 Target or gift card that she first got. Because, you know, once you swap it like that, you can't swap for somebody else or whatever. But because she ended up as the last person, she got the last present, and it was them scratch-off tickets.
What of an employee she was. The boss wasn't happy he put those in the game either.
I can imagine. Hey, he probably thinks that he should have kept them, you know?
If I gave somebody tickets like that, and that was a $500,000 winner, yeah, I'd be a little sick to my stomach, too.
I don't know if you follow football. I don't follow it too much, but I just saw that quarterback that got tackled the other night is doing a little bit better now.
Watch football that much?
I got to actually get ready to leave KA3JCA. Or JBM KA3JC, okay? We're back. We got the daughter unit out the door and on our way to work. Ham for lunch.
What's with that? Castle yet?
Had a late night snack last night.
Fine, heating them up like that, freezing them, right?
He did. So, my wife even took a package over to her mom.
think I'm crazy and my family's crazy that we'll split it up and go for that drive, but we enjoy them.
I will tell you, I know it is, it's a long drive, but I tell you what, after tasting it last night again, it brings back memories.
VM with KA3JCA.
KA3JCA.
Long night of working on this radio.
I'll try to play with it today. I created a folder across my bookmarks top to put all that HH stuff in. So I've actually got the actual documentation bookmarked, so I don't have to go to the menu, log in, and go to the next thing. I can just go click the bookmark that I put in there, and it'll take me right to that page. So I have it there just as a backup case. I'm not going to print it and waste the paper. I figured after I do one or two entries, then it should become second nature.
Most everything set up last night, was looking through everything, and it's a little bit confusing to start with, but after you start going through it, it's not that bad.
Let me ask you a question real quick. When you added the other extension in the other part of the house, you used a separate phone and a separate MAC address, and you just added it and you were able to use the same house number, correct?
Correct.
Well, I'm going to, when I get a chance, I'll send him a message and ask him. I'm going to wait till after the 16th or 17th when it comes back online, then I'm going to wait and I'll submit Sally's and Ashley's ticket, but I would like to make sure that I'm able to add Sally's line to like my line 2 and my line to her line 2. That way, if I'm in a different part of the house and I hear my phone ringing in the background, I'm not killing myself trying to get to the phone.
That will cause a conflict like he was talking about last night, because that MAC address will already be assigned to 1.
What I may do then is I may just go ahead and request an AQX in addition, and then I can put that on any phone, any number of phones.
If you do them as UXs for the other, password and all, and manually provision it, or actually, since we can get the passwords, we may be able to manually provision it through the phone itself anyways.
Yep, okay. But that's a weird password, 32 characters long.
An added benefit that we can copy and paste now.
Do you see, too, that the other... there's 3 models of phones in the Cisco range in the 900s. I think it's the 960 series that it doesn't accept the 32-digit passcode. But so you have to, like, when you go in there, you have to just take out, and you have to have like 20 characters.
Read that. I've got a lot of stuff to still catch up on.
If you have any questions, like I said, I've gone through it several times. Like, I'll, you know, work on it a little bit, and then I'll log out and take a nap or do something else and log back on and do something. And when I do that, it's like I learn a little bit more each time, and I'm picking up. When I say speed, remember how he talked about after you do a couple, the redundancy gets there and you're able to process faster? Well, understanding where I go, which servers I have to go to and stuff like that, it helps out tremendously.
Yeah, I can understand that one.
Glad that you showed me last night how to do that one for I can have the socket open on both sessions, because I knew it could be done. I just was having a hard time doing it. I don't know why, but every time I tried to do it, it kept wanting to open up the existing one, and Maybe it's because I had the window open and not minimized. I'm not sure. But it works now, so I'm not going to second guess it. It's working.
So I'll give you a heads up on these radios as well when you start playing with it and programming it after a while.
What's that?
Full programming on these radios. You have to select a box in the software to enable it, but it is not like you're used to. The only thing that you can program is a pre-existing channel, and you can reprogram it, rename it, and everything while it's in the radio. So on the code plug that I'm building, I put in 15 in each zone and just labeled them as future, so that I can go back in at any point and change them to what I want on the go.
Well, there was talk about that on the 878, that it's easier if you just create a channel and name it and just leave it like open or whatever you want to call it, and then that way when you have to add something, it's easier to add it from the front panel of the radio.
These you have to do it that way. It's not like your typical VFO like you're used to program.
These here would be a nice idea to have like 6, 8, 10 of them for like a field day event, and you label them or whatever, and then you just put them on a frequency or a channel and have it preset, and then that way you're not tying up any of the amateur stuff, but yet it's like almost treating it like an FRS radio, but it's in the ham bands.
I've considered getting a commercial frequency under my business license and paying for it from the business account, and I might do that just to have a private channel that's not on amateur bands at all and have it for me and the family.
That, when I was in Florida and I did my photography businesses, I had a couple of Motorola radios that were like 16 channel radios that I had, you know, like simplex, repeater, and then I had talk around turned on, which is the repeater pair reversed and so forth like that. So when we go to job sites, having that in the business license, now the person that I was doing it with, he had the license. I just never got around to getting a license for that frequency for me after I left Florida and moved up here. I don't use them anymore. But I may have to do that, put them back in service. KA3JCA within 4JBM.
What bulbs were you using?
In the other room. I'll have to pull them out and look. I forget the model number on them, but they were the regular, just black. I want to say like the Radius. The black ones with the 16 channel on it.
Yeah, shoot me the model number and I'll see if I've got the cable for it sitting here. I know I've got software for pretty much anything that they've made, but if it's the GP models, you'll have to have a computer that runs DOS in order to run the software.
No, it can be used with the Windows, that with Windows itself, because I want to say the software and the cable that I had for the radios when I purchased them, I got a good deal on them because I worked for a hotel that we purchased radios for the hotel business and so forth like that, and the guy was able to let me buy a couple other radios myself at that reduced rate because the hotel bought so many of them.
Had a USB port or a serial port? I program with modern computers, Vista and up, because the ones that have to be programmed with DOS, you've got to have the RIP box for the serial port.
Funny, I did have a laptop, and of course they don't make them anymore, but I had a laptop that had the old 25-pin, or the 9-pin, I'm sorry, the 15-pin video, the 9-pin serial port, and the 25-pin DB printer port, plus USB.
that I used to use for programming the older Motorola radios and the Radiuses and the Astros, but over time it just got to where it wouldn't even boot up anymore. The motherboard shot on it.
Hey, let me run again. Sally's calling me, and I got to find out what she needs real quick. KH with JCA.
W1RPG, W1RPG. WA1RHG listening. W1RPG, W1RPG. WA1RHG listening. WA1RHG, Whiskey Alpha 1, Romeo Togo, in the Connecticut, clear mantra.
Q4FIO radio check.
IFO, this is KA3JCA Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha Dave, here is Richard. Your sound is clear. There's a little bit of noise in the repeater. Where are you located at, sir? KA3JCA.
Located in Spartanburg right now. I just pulled up to my office at work. I was in the van, work van, trying to do a radio check, and it didn't sound like it was going too good. I just got outside and telescoped the antenna out of this. I'm just using a little Baofeng UV5R8W and just testing out the power, see what I can hit, what I can't hit.
You're loud and clear. Just a little bit of noise, but for a handheld with a telescopic antenna, not bad at all. Do you have a mag mount on your vehicle when you're using the handheld inside the car?
Do not. I'm currently in a work vehicle, and I just got my technician license 2 days ago. I'm really just starting to learn. I've had the radio for about 2 weeks, been playing with it, listening, and licensed for 2 days, and just starting to play and starting to go down that rabbit hole.
Well, congratulations, and welcome to the world of amateur radio. You've got a world width of experiences to look forward to. Again, my name is Richard. You'll have to come back with your name here in a second, but if you're not aware, we have a net every night at 9 p.m., on this repeater, and you can check it on the 146.610 repeater, no tone. If you can't make the net to the RF side, you can always check in to the pre-net check-in using the club's website, and you can also use EchoLink if you're outside of the repeater range from your radio handheld.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I live in Buffalo, South Carolina, right around Union. I dialed in this repeater last night. I could catch every now and again a transmission coming through, but I couldn't hit the repeater from there. You said y'all do a net every night at 2100?
Every night at 9 p.m. So please come back and check in tonight. Like I said, I'm on pretty much throughout the day. What was your name again?
My name is AJ, call sign KQ4FIO. I'm currently in Spartanburg, but I'm actually headed to Piedmont here in a minute. I should be a lot closer to this repeater, and I'll be on top of a roof, which should help everything out a lot more.
Once you get there, that's fine. What kind of work do you do?
Commercial HVAC.
Keep in mind, when you're on top of them roofs, the wind's going to be blowing a little bit higher up there off the ground than it is down here on the ground, so please stay warm.
Do that, and I'll try to check back in with you tonight. I got to get the van and roll. Good talking to you, Richard. Like I said, name's AJ, 73 to you, FQ4FIO. Over.
Nice business. Nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. Yeah, if you think about it, get yourself a little small quarter wave mag mount antenna. Just run it on top of the vehicle and run it into your window and hook it onto the antenna port. and so forth like that, and that'll definitely help you out as far as getting out. And if you need a list of repeaters or whatever, you can look me up on QRZ and so forth, the QRZ.com page. If my email is correct there, send me an email. If you need any help or answering questions, either send me an email or get on here on the 610 and just ask somebody for help, and somebody will most likely come back and give you some help. KA3JCA will be clear after KQ4FIO.
Hey, Richard, could you say your call sign again? I'm on a dual-band radio. I was tied to it also on the cross, and a couple of buddy of mine fired up in there, and they washed you out when they come through.
Jay, it's Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA.
All right, Richard, good to talk to you. And I'll be clear on this channel as it is. KQ4FIO.